Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much. Hanging out with us, little Fleetwood Mac bringing us back. Maybe the greatest rock and roll song in the history of rock and roll right there, Rhiannon. Thanks for being part of my day. We got our good friend Mary Contando back on the show. Mary is still with us. She's the author of The Woman's Advantage, womansadvantage.biz, right, Mary? B-I-Z.
That's right, B-I-Z.
Woman's, yep. Is it The Woman's Advantage?
It's womansadvantage.biz.
All right, without the. All right, so what Mary said, do that. All right, I always find that my life is simpler when I do what Mary says. So, Mary,
that's right.
we're talking about pricing, using pricing as a way to, not just to close a deal, but you know what I'm looking for, Mary? I tell people when I'm talking to them about doing business, I tell them I'm not looking for business, I'm looking for partners.
That's
I want
it.
People. I want people who they can count on me and I can count on them. They're not adopting me. It's not like they're adopting me and they gotta be my benefactor for the rest of my life. But for the foreseeable future, let's find people there's a symbiosis, there's a synergy, and you become not just a vendor but a vendor partner. Those are the kind of folks I'm looking for, and the pricing has to conform to that kind of relationship, doesn't it?
Absolutely. That is so true, because otherwise, if some guy down the street offers the same thing for a nickel less, they're gone. If that's the only thing people care about is price. If you're not offering anything except price, then people are going to jump ship for a nickel.
Mm-hmm.
They really will. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what are some other tips that you got for us?
Well, you know, one other thing to think about is how to kind of test the market for some new offering you're introducing. So you're offering a new product or you're offering a new service. A great thing to do is to approach your, maybe your first 20 customers, your best 20 customers, and say, I'm launching this new offering or this new product, and I'm going to, this is going to be a new offering, I've got this special price for the first five clients, or the first five customers mm-hmm. who buy this. I'm just testing the water with this to see how it works. And so kind of have them be in on your, and you're giving them kind of like an R&D discount,
right,
if you will.
Let them be
right?
your beta testers.
Exactly. So you're giving them a little element of prestige, if you will. Plus you're saying, you know, I'm helping you out, you're helping me out here, and this is going to be way more expensive when we really launch it. But here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to offer this to you. It's going to have, maybe ultimately it's going to have a price of $2,000, and I'm going to launch for the first five customers who work with me on this, we're going to do a $500 price.
Mm-hmm.
Make the numbers up, but you see what I'm saying. So,
mm-hmm.
so you're doing two things. You're saying, "Hey, you and I are really in on this together, and I'm only offering it to my top customers." And what a deal you're getting!
But and of course, now this is the kind of thing where this has to be sincere. I mean, you can't be playing games with people, right? This is a real beta test, which means, and you say to them, but part of what you're going to be paying for is going to be your feedback. You're going to give me back some good feedback that'll help me to take this to the next level.
That's right. That's right. So hopefully you're looking to get testimonials. You're looking to get you're looking to hear the good, the bad, and the ugly
mm-hmm.
about it, so you can make changes. You can make modifications to it so that your $2,000 product ends up being like the second generation, if
mm-hmm.
you will.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, that is a great way. And again, you've got to figure out what the value is in it to the person you're offering it to. So you're not just throwing something up against the wall at them. And this would be the value to you. You'd get this and this and this and this.
And here's something else, Mary. Those people, if you'll handle this the right way, if you'll do what Mary says, and you get the feedback from them, and you make them a partner, you make them a development partner with you in this, and give them the discount, they'll be great referrals for you when the finished product rolls out, won't they?
Amen.
And that's what you want, because referrals are golden. Give us the website again, Mary.
womansadvantage.biz.
Hey, Mary, good job today. Come back again real soon.
Will do, Jim. Will do.
Mary Cantando. I told you we'd get smarter when Mary joined us. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for. I'll be back after the news.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.